This is the Hour of St. Francis. Today's program features George Murphy as Henry Adams.
The nurse and the policeman go out of the room. They leave me, Henry Adams, sitting with my wife, Edith, beside the high hospital bed where our 16-year-old daughter, Kathy, lies sobbing. I look at Edith, and I see my own horror and unbelief reflected in her eyes. How could this happen to us? Two respectable, well-educated people with a home of our own and two cars, good parents. We always gave both our daughters the best of everything. How could our youngest child ever get arrested for being drunk and riding in a stolen car? How could a doctor say to us, "Your daughter is pregnant"? Kathy, darling.
Mr. and Mrs. Adams, would you please wait in the sitting room at the end of the hall?
Certainly, nurse.
The doctor would like to examine the patient again.
Certainly. Come on, Edith. Kathy, honey, we'll be back in a few minutes. The two of us walk slowly down the cold, white corridor to the room at the end of the hall. We sit down on the little couch.
Henry, why won't she speak to us? She hasn't said one word to us since we came.
Well, the policeman said she won't talk to anybody. The other girl, that Ruby, what's-her-name, told them what happened and gave our name. Oh, come on, Edith. Edith, honey, stop crying. We've just got to think what to do.
Oh, what can we do? How could Kathy do a thing like this? I just can't believe it. My own daughter. What are we going to tell Marcella?
Marcella. Is Edith thinking first of Marcella, even at a time like this? Since the telephone rang last night, I have almost forgotten that I have another daughter. I wish I could say to my wife, "Stop thinking of Marcella for once. You've always put her first. You've always apologized for Kathy from the time she was a baby. I remember so many of the things that you said."
Yes, Aunt Clara, this is Marcella's little sister. But Kathy doesn't look anything like Marcella. She has bigger eyes, but her hair hasn't a bit of curl. Yes, Marcella's very talented. She has the lead in the kindergarten play this year. Kathy's just a wild little Indian. Kathy, I told you I was going to spank you the next time you hit your sister. What if she did take the tricycle away from you? She's the eldest, and you have plenty of other things you can play with.
You always seem to be punishing Kathy for something. You would spank her and then kiss her and beg her tearfully to be a good little girl. When you left the room, Kathy would come over to me, her little face stained with tears.
Mother says I've been a bad girl, so I can't go to Patty's house and play. Daddy, will you play checkers with me?
Well, I'm reading the paper, Kathy.
Will you read me the funnies?
Oh, come on, honey. You're old enough to read them yourself.
But I like it better when you read.
Oh, not tonight, Kathy. Now, Daddy's tired.
Would you play ball with me if I was a little boy?
Huh? Oh, sure I would.
Kathy, leave your father alone. Go upstairs and stay there.
I want to talk to Daddy. Why do I have to go upstairs?
Because I told you to.
Why did you tell me to?
Well, you do as I say.
Oh, Edith, can't you make the child behave without slapping her? She wasn't doing anything. It seems that every night when I come home, we go through this same thing.
Well, I go through this all day. Well, she's given me such a headache I can't see. Stop crying, Kathy. Oh, Kathy, I'm sorry I slapped you. But why are you such a bad little girl? Why can't you be sweet and good like your sister?
Why? I'm beginning to understand why, Edith. People tried to tell me. My own mother dropped hints every time she came to visit us. I wish now that you could have been there when she finally told me in plain words.
The Lord preserve me from turning into an interfering mother-in-law. But there are times when even we have a right to speak our piece. Henry, why have both you and Edith made a stepchild out of Kathy? Why, anybody with two eyes can see that for both of you the sun rises and sets on Marcella.
Now, Mother, we treat both of the girls alike, but we can't help being proud of Marcella.
Marcella's a vegetable.
What?
A vegetable. All you have to do is keep her fed and clothed, and she just grows. She's a prize vegetable, of course. You can trot her out any time, show her off to the neighbors. But you can be twice as proud of Kathy. Henry, I've been trying to tell you for years that Kathy's like, well, like a rambling rosebush. She has to be trained and headed in the right direction.
Well, that's Edith's job.
Henry, another thing I've been trying to drum into your head for ages is that there's a great deal more to being a father than just having children. It's all right for an animal just to produce young and feed them until they're old enough to forage for themselves. The father is supposed to train the mind and the souls of his children. No mother was ever meant to carry that load alone. You're supposed to balance Edith's softness and her emotionalism with your logic and strength. Oh, Henry, you haven't been listening to me.
Well, sure, I certainly have. You said that you've been trying to drum something into my head for years.
Oh, I should have started 20 years earlier. You were the youngest, and I spoiled you. Well, go ahead. Hide behind your paper and smother yourself with pipe smoke. Only hope you wake up before it's too late for Kathy.
But I never woke up, did I, Edith? I knew Mother was right, but I didn't want the trouble of arguing with you. Sometimes I almost did. Heaven knows I wish I had now. I wish I had stood up for Nick. This would never have happened if Kathy had been with a good boy like Nick. But you didn't like him, Edith. Do you remember what happened when Kathy brought him home from a dance only a year ago, Edith?
Well, at least he brought you home early, Kathy. Where did you get that specimen?
Nick isn't a specimen. He's in my English class. He's on the varsity, and he's assistant editor of the school paper.
Well, I was certainly surprised when he said his mother can hardly speak English. He told me his father worked in a steel mill.
Yeah, what's his last name? Vasifilsky or Wasaflopsky?
Stop making fun of Nick. Why did Mother have to ask him all those personal questions? He was embarrassed to death, and he's one of the nicest boys in the school.
Oh, now, wait a minute, honey, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I was just having a little fun.
Kathy, I don't want to see that Nick around here anymore. I don't like him.
Why not?
Well, I just don't, that's all.
Mother, you never like anybody I bring home.
Kathy, I'm just trying to do what's best for you. Now, there's so many nice boys at school that you could go with. I'd be glad to have you bring any of them home.
If you mean boys like Marcella brings home, she can have them. They're a bunch of stuffed shirts. And Nick is going to take me to the formal dance Friday.
Kathy, if you go anywhere with that boy, I'll go right down to his house and tell him just what I think of him and his whole family. They're not our kind.
You won't let me have any friends. I'm never going to bring anybody home with me again. You spoil everything.
All right. Go associate with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. But you needn't come crying to me when you get in some kind of trouble. You've never caused anything but trouble since the day you were born.
You never wanted me anyway. You wanted a boy, and so did Daddy. Marcella told me you said so.
Oh, Kathy, Kathy, dear, I was only joking. Perhaps I was just a little upset.
No, you weren't.
Well, I certainly never wanted a daughter who acts the way you do.
Edith, I think that right there and then, Kathy decided that we didn't want her. She was very changed after that. I tried to tell you and myself that all seniors in high schools act a little crazy. Plenty of them come in at 12 and 1 o'clock, even on school nights. You asked questions, Edith, but Kathy only said that she had been out with the kids. That's all you could get out of her. She just said she had to have some fun. You're crying again, Edith. You've been crying since last night when I answered that phone call which sent us speeding down here to emergency hospital. We expected to see doctors and nurses. We didn't expect to see a policeman and hear him say,
both the girls and the three boys have been drinking. The other girl says the boys dared them to come along while they stole the car. We were looking for the car when they crashed it. Those kids sure have got themselves into a mess of trouble.
But only we and the doctor know how much trouble, Edith.
Mr. and Mrs. Henry Adams?
Yes?
I'm from the morning news. Just making a routine accident check. Of course, I can't mention any names because this is a case involving juveniles, but would you care to give me some kind of a statement, maybe something that would help other parents?
Well, I...
Well, what do you think was the cause of all this trouble with your daughter? I mean, well, what's your opinion, Mrs. Adams?
Well, I don't really know. Kathy was always a good girl.
I can't imagine why she...
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mr. Adams?
Well, I couldn't say. We tried to do everything in the world for her. I just couldn't say.
Well, okay, thanks anyway. I guess nobody can understand kids nowadays.
I understand, Edith. This happened because I refused to be a father. I was satisfied just to be a meal ticket, a breadwinner. I thought I was a good father as long as I kept Kathy fed and clothed. She wanted love and guidance and strength, and I gave her a dollar for a soda and a movie. It's your fault, too, Edith. You made Kathy go outside her own home to find somebody she thought wanted her and loved her.
There's the nurse, Henry. She's motioning for us to come. Oh, Henry, what are we going to do?
Do? Edith, we're going to start being the father and mother that Kathy needs.
This episode of The Hour of St. Francis, entitled How Could This Happen, featured George Murphy as Henry Adams, and was brought to you as a gesture of goodwill to sincere men everywhere by the Third Order of St. Francis, whose members pray, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.